Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 66 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for May 5th is rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 on the skill of listening and being empathetic. How can becoming a better listener help more people hear what you have to say? How can listening to others help them find their greatness? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of growing character skills. As we've talked about before, although writing our own story may sound like it's a selfish thing, it's actually about searching for the purpose we were created for and the gift we were born with to share with the rest of the world. But that gift does not always have to be something we produce or a job that we do. Sometimes our gift can simply be who we are and how we interact with people. Now, today's challenge looks at two different character skills, and they are definitely two distinct character skills, yet they are very closely connected. In order to have empathy, we most definitely need to be able to listen to other people and hear their stories. And while there are many reasons to listen to people, perhaps the most important reason is so we can have an appreciation and respect for other people. Education has definitely changed in the last few decades, and one of the ways I believe it has changed for the good is by moving toward a more student-centered focus. And in order to put the students first, we must be able to listen to them. In order to differentiate instruction to meet them where they're at and in the best way for the student, we need to listen to them. And in order to best serve the students that we have to be able to know them on a personal level, their home life, their story, and this means we must listen to them. Now, listening to someone doesn't mean we automatically have to agree with everything they say. It doesn't mean we have to believe everything they say. And it doesn't mean we can't enforce boundaries and apply consequences. But listening well goes back to an idea we've mentioned before on the podcast from Stephen Sample's book, The Contrarian Guide to Leadership, called Thinking Gray, which is gathering information and not making a decision until a decision is required. So thinking gray requires us to gather as much information as possible through listening before we make our decision. And then we can use empathy to make a decision that includes the stories of all involved, but ultimately what we believe is best for all involved, and is a decision that follows our integrity. There's an old expression, and it's often used in education. Kids don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And one of the best ways to show we care about someone is to listen to them. And once we listen first, it will open up the doors and allow our own message to be heard much more clearly. And the last thing that listening and empathy can do is help others find their own greatness. And really, I think that's what our job as educators is. Sure, we may be teaching science or history. We may be teaching them the skills of a sport. But ultimately, we're teaching them how to navigate the world and find their own greatness so they can share it with the world and make a positive impact. We are helping them write their own stories. So how about you? How would you rate your current level of both listening and empathy? How can being a better listener help other people hear what you have to say? How can listening to others help them find their own greatness? I'm overwhelmed by the support of our listeners out there. So thank you for being great listeners. Keep listening, subscribing, and sharing the podcast with friends. Keep leaving ratings and reviews on iTunes or any other platform that allows for them. And in yesterday's episode, I mentioned about our Write Your Own Story workshop that we will be having starting June 10th. And we're finalizing all the details and the sign-up for that. but there will be limited spots as I will be providing daily feedback on your efforts as you begin a journaling habit, and I do have a limited amount of time in the day. So if you are interested in that and would like to reserve your spot or get some more information about the workshop, just shoot me an email at John, and that's J-O-N, at johnbarthbooks.com, and I can give you some more information or make sure you get signed up once we finalize that registration process. Again, thanks for listening, and until next time, keep writing your own story to increase your impact on your students and athletes by giving them a better version of you every day.